What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just blessed rest of your day and week so far. And like always, we'll get right into it. Stop and listen. Stop quitting or quit quitting on yourself. You start something, you kind of keep dragging your feet, and then you say you don't want to do it no more, or I ain't doing it no more. What's your real valid reason? Quit quitting on yourself and your goal. You set out a goal and you get halfway there, get challenging. You might think it's too hard. You make an excuse for yourself. I don't feel like doing it no more. What's the real reason? What's the real reason inside of you don't feel like doing it? We all don't feel like doing something. If you want something, it's going to take a little hard work or more than a little hard work. And the reward for it is going to be like, wow, I'm working towards this because this is huge. And when I finish this thing, oh, look out. It's going to be a game changer. But if you quit, you ain't changing no game. You being part of everybody else's giving up. If you look on the highway and say if the vehicles that have given up on the journey, you keep stopping, and it's like when you first learned how to drive a car and you kept braking because you was fearful of going forward and getting further ahead. How can you get further ahead if you keep quitting? You keep stopping the vehicle. You're not even refueling. You're just pulling over and just stay pulled over because you don't want to put more energy or put more time in learning something, or it's a more effective way to do the thing that you want to do, but you don't want to discover it. Quit quitting. Stop pulling over all the time. And just because you got a million and one things to do, but your purpose, what is your purpose? You haven't found it yet? Keep looking for it. While you're here, and while you're here, make the best of this life, because we only get one shot at this thing. And your life is your life to live. Previously, it was last month. Now, it's almost going to be half of the year is going to go by, and you're going to look up, and then it's going to be holiday time. You know, I know we're experiencing some cold weather right now and here on the East Coast, but hey, you gotta make the best of it. And the things that you said you was gonna do, it may take a little bit more time. Say, for instance, it's like you put a bag of popcorn in the microwave and you hit the popcorn button. And then you smell the popcorn, you hear the popcorn popping, and then you open the microwave. You letting the process start over. You're hindering the process because you're not seeing it through. It wasn't even time for the popcorn to come out the microwave. When he's like, I smell it and I hear it, it got to be ready. It's not ready. Let it go to course, you know. Let it finish. It had to go through something. Got to get heat. The bag got to get hot. And then the kernels will pop. Right? But you keep opening the microwave. Is it ready yet? No. Is it ready yet? No. Let it go do its thing. Like, in life, we want something. If we start something, and then we have an expectation of finishing it real fast because you've seen somebody else do it, it don't work like that. But you give up when you say, oh, it was too hard. But did that person that you looked at that inspired you to do it, did they say it was too hard? They seen it through no matter how long it took. You look at somebody's success, you don't know how long it took for them to get there. And then one day you just see them on TV. Well, I just seen them in two movies. Now they got a big blockbuster movie in the summertime. No, they took acting classes back in the day. They got coaches. They, you know, tried out for different roles, and then they got their big break. But everybody's story is not going to be the same. But you will have no story if you keep quitting. Well, if you keep quitting, what story will you have? What story are you going to have if you keep quitting? Well, I used to do that, and then I don't know why I stopped doing it. Do what you love, love what you do. If you love to do it, it's going to come easier to you, but it's still going to be work, but you're going to enjoy the ride even more if you love to do it. Find what you love. Practice every day. You know, make time for your goals. Make time for your passion. Make time for your gift. Make time for your gift and make time for yourself. You know, just your self-health is something that's detrimental, and you have to take time for self. It's not just work, 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 work. If you feel yourself being overbearing with stuff and life is getting to you, take some time off. Take some time off. Meditate, pray, do what you need to do, but your mental health is so vital. Don't let somebody else keep telling you what to do, and if they're not a good example, who are you going to take an example from? People who has done it successfully, or people that didn't quit? Don't be one of those people that quit. Stay in the fight, you know, weather through the storm and make it happen, because that idea was given to you, that vision was given to you, and it's up to you to make it happen. Quit quitting and start making it happen more. All right? But like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G Chef, and I'm going to see you on the next one. You have a great one.